there's a talking one. It's a true story about things that happened to me in New York when the newspapers went on strike. It's all true except for a few parts that ain't. I got up one morning about 9:30. I went out to buy me a New York Times. Down to the newsstand in the drizzling hail, it was locked up tighter than the city jail. Big sign hanging over it. No papers today, newspaper strike. No Times, no Tribune, News and Mirror was gone. Journal American, not even a World Telegrammy Sun. How the hell are you supposed to read your breakfast? I went down into the subway there. I was taking a ride up to Old Times Square. People pushing and shoving in every which face, stomping on my feet, staring at my face. I stared back at them. They was reading me, I was reading them, kind of reading each other. Bad news all the way. I got tired of looking at my traveling friends. I raised up my eyes, look over their heads. There's picture signs in Technicolor hanging on the wall. Stuff like buy White Owl cigars, try Robert Hall. Get this pimp product for your pimples. It's the only answer. Help Radio Free Europe, hanging right next to cancer. About that time, a little blonde brushed into me, wiggling her eyelashes, wiggling her hips, wiggling her shoulders, wiggling her toenails. Wiggling out the door, wiggling up the escalator stairs. Watched her all the way, but I couldn't tell. Guess only her hairdresser knows for sure. There I was stuck. They called it, I finally got up to Times Square. I found me a newsstand open there. I was looking on the shelf for something to read, and the sight I seen made my poor eyes bleed. They had the National Insider, Daily Worker, special midweek strike edition. Third one couldn't make it out too good. Newsman said it was in French. I suspect it was German. Had a picture of Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan bracing on the front cover. I took out a nickel and a dime, all shiny, closed my eyes, says, eeny, meeny, miny, I'd have rather bought Moe. Moe's a striker. I ended up getting the National Insider. Got nothing but the inside news, like what's happening inside Richard Burton's bedroom, what's happening inside Baby Jane's bedroom. Same thing happening, playing with dolls. There was even a story in there about Frank Sinatra Jr. getting kidnapped, but I didn't believe it. I figured, all the show business experience in the family, why, he'd have the sense to wait till after the newspapers were back in print before he got himself kidnapped. Turned out I was right. There I was stuck. They called it the News Hungry City. I was hungry too, but nobody cared. Publishers didn't have no pity. Couldn't find a job or a place to stay. The lockout took my classifieds away. And I spent all my cash money, a $2 bill, went to a folk song concert at Carnegie Hall. There was old-time singers, blues pickers too, Cowboy and Pete Seeger sung a song or two. It might have been good, might have been swell. I'll be damned if I can tell, got no New York Times. No critics' reviews to go by, hate to be out of step, no opinions of my own. There was a rumor going around New York. It's pretty gory. I'll pass it on, finish the story. Said World War III had happened last Sunday. World was all blowed up by noon on Monday. Now the entire earth, it's mushroom clouded, and New Yorkers don't know a thing about it, got no newspapers. But one of these days, the strike will be over, and that'll really be the end. I didn't want to wait that long, so I decided to go out for a cup of coffee or a cup of candle juice. Up to something with my friend Bob Dylan. At that time, he was the only major newspaper in New York that didn't go out on strike.